preview.
Hey, this is Tommy from the Mainline Marlins podcast, live from the hub of Marlins Sports, Miami's Community News. So we had some technical difficulties on episode 62. So Howard and I are going to, we're reshooting the intro here right now, and we're going to cut it and put it back together and make sure you guys get a chance to listen to a pretty funny episode with Rick Neidorf, one of the guys that works here in the advertising department. Today is Weenie Wednesday, so big shout out to Dave Arbetter and Arbetter's Hot Dogs. You might be able to pop up that logo there if you can. It's over there in the graphics section there. But so we picked our we had a discussion before the interview, and we both disagreed on who should be the weenie. So we did a double dong award. One of the end of that dong was Brian Anderson, and the other end was the guy I picked, Garrett Cooper. Obviously, he was one of the guys that, I mean, in the outfield, basically is a child amongst men, struggling at the bat, 0-for-4, terrible. His bat is super cold as ice. But here's the deal. He's one of those guys that you kind of had, like a kid, I coached the Little League forever, one of those kids that you had to let him play or at least keep him on the team because he had a really hot mom. So shout out to Garrett Anderson and, I mean, Garrett Anderson. That's an ex. I just named an ex Anaheim Angel from back in the day when I was living out there. So shout out to Brian Anderson and Garrett Cooper, both the end of a double dong weenie award this week. And then we ended up giving the top dog to the obvious choice in Jesus Aguilar. That guy is a beast. 8 home runs, 1 behind Fernando Tatis. All of them on the road, strangely enough. So we're going to put this video back together for you and get it out as fast as possible. So let's go tonight, 9:40 start on the West Coast against the Diamondbacks. Zach Gallen going for the Diamondbacks. Probably a pen night for the Marlins. We'll see what happens. But let's flip the end, boys. Go fish. Now.
There is nobody close. Mm-mm. Well, Duvall has 21.
Yeah. But he's another guy that's been riddled with strikeout problems recently.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while, we'll come up with a big blast that rejuvenates the team for a little while. But here's the thing, and I was watching the game last night, it was apparent that it seems like the big hits that we get are with 2 outs.
Yeah,
that's it, and then you're stuck, and nobody can drive in those runs. Wallach has a triple. Cooper had a triple.
Yeah.
Not Cooper. Anderson. Right? No, not Anderson either.
Yeah. Now, you know, I've got
nothing. Guys on third base. Yeah. He got no outs. And then the big hits come. And then, look, the only guys that are hitting in clutch are Rojas and Aguilar. You got nothing going on.
This is true. This is true.
I don't mind playing 2-out lightning, but you don't have to play it every single inning. that's tough. Real tough.
Well,
so, did you play any sports in high school, Richard?
I ran.
Or were you one of the guys that smoked pot behind the back underneath the stadium?
Thing? Actually, in college.
Okay.
Yeah. I did that.
Right.
But yeah, no.
What were some of the strains they had? Like Maui Wowie, Acapulco Gold. What were some of the old school strains back in the day?
Oh God. Actually, I wouldn't know. I was really innocent.
Right.
I ran track and so yeah, I was.
I think I caught Richard off his game with the.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I didn't think we'd be speaking about marijuana. As I swear, Mom, no marijuana in high school. Right. I promise you. But in any case, as a sprinter, I enjoyed that. I did well. I got my letter as a freshman, which was important.
What was the distance?
100.
Okay.
100 yards. Yeah.
Very good.
And they had me do other things: high jump, long jump, relays. So I was pretty tired. After that, but
especially if you're smoking a lot of pot back behind.
Mom, seriously.
the high school.
No, outfit. Mom, what he's saying is not true. So,
Mom, I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
I swear. Yeah.
Good. So I was looking at Wallach's average. This guy is a true professional. He's batting .255.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't play a great deal, and yet he always manages to come through. He always surprises me.
Yeah. The problem with that guy is he can't catch. He has problem with balls get by him.
And we have some defensive issues there. But
Sandy Leone is a great defensive catcher.
Yes, he is.
Great defensive catcher. And recently his bat's been pretty warm.
Yeah. We're going to have to come up on that 217 average, but I think he's moving it somewhat. But
had a couple hits last night.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So I've been high on that guy. He won a World Series with the Red Sox a couple years back. Yeah, he does. He's not. I think over time his average has declined and his hitting power has declined. But he still remains a really good framer of the ball. And he's getting down there, stopping things from getting behind the plate and letting runs score.
Yeah.
So you got to respect that at least until Alfaro gets back. Part two is Jazz Chisholm and Alfaro are both on their rehab assignments
in Durham.
Hopefully they'll be back with the team real soon because we could really use the energy of Jazz. I think so in the clubhouse.
Absolutely. And it would be nice. It would really be nice. If we could get that bat moving for our catcher.
Yeah. And look, Marte's still coming back. Sixto Sanchez, I think they're saying June for him.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Fine with me. I mean, let the guy be completely ready to go. Don't bring him in here and then re-injure himself.
I keep, daydreaming about J.J. Bleda and Jesus Sanchez and watching.
The kid who went 5 for 5 the other day and hit one completely out of the ballpark up in Jacksonville.
Yeah. I like following our farm, especially since our farm team is doing so well in AAA, AA.
So how was that first Arbetters hot dog? I mean, how many have you had actually? Because this is going to be the true test.
I've actually eaten half of my hot dog here.
Right.
Thought it was a little impolite, but it's so delicious. You just can't.
Sponsored by Arbetters, of course.
Yum.
On Bird Road, the best hot dog place in America, exactly. I believe, for sure. So one of the things that we were talking about is, look, cold bats, there's really only one cure for that. And that comes from the movie Major League. And in that movie, there's a Cuban guy named Cesar Serrano, and his religious practice is basically voodoo or Santeria, if you want to have the correct term. But back then, I don't think they knew that word, the guys that were making the movie. So in that movie, he has this little statue of this god, that he believes is going to help the bats become less afraid, because he believes the bats are afraid. That's why they're not hitting the ball. And so I've got this character right here by the name of Jobu. He has got a cigar. I've got his rum over here, Papa's Pilar, not crappy Bacardi rum, but good stuff from the Keys. God. And an Arturo Puente cigar, but I'm not going to break it out yet. Because look, we're a team that's got a bunch of injuries. Until we get back to full strength, it's not time to bring Jobu, because that is a serious thing when you're messing around with the dark arts. Obviously. So you got to be careful with that stuff.
Yeah. I'm glad he's a little closer to you than me.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Like when and if this show happens, let me just give you a scenario of how it's going to go down. All the lights in the studio are going to be completely off. I'm going to be running 100% on Santeria candle power, Santa Muerte and some of these other Virgin of Guadalupe, the Blessed Mother. And all of these candles were purchased for me by a good friend of mine, David, who is probably going to be watching the show later. Thanks, David. He's also a believer in the dark arts as well. So we got to be very careful. We're using it for good, not for evil.
That's important.
Obviously, maybe evil for the other teams that we're going to spank when the bats get warm. So the candles are going to be out here. I've got Jobu. I bought him a nice Arturo Fuente cigar. We're going to supply him with his offering of rum and tobacco, and then ask him to come and take the fear away from the bats. But not until it's time, my friend. That'll be a special show.
Yes.
Yeah, you might want to tell your mom not to watch that one. That might be
Let's see, at 91, she'll probably be sleeping.
Yeah, she's probably, she might be freaking out right now about that pot story, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, just send her some flowers. She'll be all right.
I do that regularly.
Yes. All right. So tonight, another 9:40 start, game 3 of 4 against the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
And it's Zach Gallen, the kid that we sent over to Arizona in that Jazz Chisholm trade. And this is his first time facing the Marlins since he left the team. I'm pretty sure he's going to be fired up tonight. Our side of the pitching is to be determined, which that could be two things. Either they're going to figure out one guy that they're going to throw that's not a starting in the rotation, or it's going to be pen night where they throw guys for two innings and just try to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I've seen that work, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. When was the last time you saw both teams thrilled with the trade they made?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Been a long time. So now we'll see in the end how it pans out. I think over time, Jazz is probably the better. We got the better end of that deal because he's got star power. He's got lasting power. He's a magnet of energy and enthusiasm in the dugout and in the clubhouse. So I think that guy brings a lot to the table. We'll see what happens in the long run about with Zach Gallen.
Was it Mr. Jeter that pulled the trigger on that trade?
I believe so.
So it's fascinating. I assume he knew of him, saw him, been really, really interested.
Had to.
Especially considering Gallen had some huge potential.
Yeah, yeah.
And to do this, you almost feel like Mr. Jeter knew something.
Right, for sure. But you know what? Look, we got Max Meyer. We got a bunch of kids up in Jacksonville as well that can pitch. So I'm not worried. Although Max had a tough outing yesterday, I think he ended up giving up 5 runs. It's his first real chance at doing this thing. So give him a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the season, he'll probably be in Jacksonville doing something for them as we bring those guys down to Miami. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. Obviously, J.J. Bleda, but how can you bring up him when you got Jesus Sanchez at AAA, who's knocking the ball completely into the stratosphere?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think Jesus comes up before JJ.
For sure. But that just shows you the depth that we have at the outfield position. Because Duvall's not going anywhere.
Right.
Dickerson's probably not going to go anywhere. Starling Marte, for sure not.
So then...
And then we still got Sierra, Brinson.
And the question is, I mean, we're overloaded there.
So we're going to maybe make some moves and trade for some pitching.
Absolutely.
For some pitching, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we really need.
Good.
So tonight... 9:40 start. Who knows who's going to pitch? Might be Richard. Nobody knows. But against Gallen, 9:40 start tonight. You can watch that on Bally Sports South Florida. I believe Kelly Sacco's in the studio, and then they got some guys calling it. They're calling it actually from Lone Depot Park, where they're watching it on the Jumbotron or whatever.
Right.
But here's a crazy thing, like happened to me last night. I have my tablet on, my iPad, and I'm connected and get notifications from the MLB app.
Sure.
But I was hearing the home runs and the scoring changes before I saw it on TV. So I was like, what the hell? There's some delay in that for some reason. So I need to talk to somebody about that. Part two, here's another thing that really pisses me off. Go to the ballpark, and they got the big screen, and they're, the guys come up, and it shows their average and shows their walk-up song. Adam Duvall's walk-up song is Call Me the Breeze by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Call me the breeze. They know that song.
Yes.
It was back in the old pot smoking days, Richard. You remember?
My goodness.
Sorry, buddy.
But
on the screen, it says walk-up song. They call me the breeze. Completely wrong and disrespectful to Lynyrd Skynyrd and the guys that died in that plane crash in the 70s.
Well said.
I think I'm going to send a letter to somebody. Or maybe they're watching and should say, hey, you know what? These millennials, they don't even know what – couldn't spell Lynyrd Skynyrd, nor have probably listened to any Skynyrd, or respect them as much as we do. So
I'm glad you have that kind of energy.
I got a lot of passion about that. I mean, that really makes me mad, especially since he's probably one of my favorite players on the team.
Yeah.
And then they go up and screw up the song. No, no good. Yeah, I think good so. Point. Yeah, somebody's got to get fired over that. That's my mission in life, to get whoever that idiot is that doesn't know the actual name of the song. No, you got to. Maybe you should work for like Jupiter Hammerheads, where nobody cares about the walk-up song that you miss, had the wrong song name, title.
That's right.
Ridiculous. I mean, and Jupiter is pretty nice too.
Yeah. You're right. Although I haven't been to Jupiter other than a drive-through.
Yeah. Jupiter is really cool. Right next to the ballpark, there is a little kind of, I would call it a little village called Abacoa, and they've got breweries and restaurants bars, and it's free parking there.
Great.
Courtesy of Abacoa, right down in the little heart of the little area. Very, very cool. And I would recommend it. And one of the breweries actually is a big supporter of Marlins baseball is, Civil Society Brewing. And they have their shirts are Marlins colors, and it's pretty cool. And they make a lot of good beers and actually serve one of those beers down here at Sunset Tavern, a place I frequent quite often.
That's great.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, yeah. My parents are no longer on this earth, so I can pretty much tell the truth now about my history. I don't have any hesitation whatsoever.
That's great, Tommy.
You didn't think it was going to be like a Maury Povich where I revealed that you were the father. But that's okay.
My God.
See, the funny thing is, I talked Richard into this, and he was very reluctant. And now I'm we just try to have a good time.
Absolutely.
And you get free food. So there.
Okay. And I'd like to do a shout out.
If
possible. To my grandson, Brentley Austin Durbin, who led his league. He's 8 years old in the eight and under group.
Is that T-ball or regular?
Regular.
Okay.
Regular pitch. Batting average. He's the all-star on first baseman. And their team is 15-0.
Awesome.
So kudos.
What's the name of the team?
The Cleveland Indians, which is a bit surprising.
Well, listen, that's Serrano.
There we go.
So there's some magic in that. You can use dark arts for good, my friend. Don't forget that.
I'll consider that.
All right, here we go. Tonight, boys, let's flip the M. We need a win. Four in a row. Win four in a row, lose four in a row. We need to kind of get some consistency going.
Apparently, that's what we do.
All right, here we go. Go Fish. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. Preview.